Log Talk Radio.
The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck. Redneck! The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck. Redneck! The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck. Redneck! The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck. Redneck! Make way for the redneck cowboy. No bling, no ice, not a rhinestone cowboy. Not a feminist, no grinning or pouting. You wouldn't catch me dead on Brokeback Mountain. My first CD, it came from out of nowhere. I was tired of hearing tumbleweeds on the air. They dumb hip-hop down, it doesn't matter why. I brought me a noose just to hang them high. String them up, strung them up, their breath is long gone. White supremacist groups call my razor phone. The KKK named me official Grand Dragon. Cause I hang Negroes with they pants sagging. R.I.P. Eazy-E, here's the facts, listen. Sagging pants, that style started out in prison. Belly of the beast, if your pants would hang low, it meant you willingly would give up your butthole. Ask the OG who served some real hard time, and he'll validate the redneck's rhyme. I'm the sheriff and I came back for more. Some said I should make music for the club floors. If you can't move to this, it means you can't dance. You used to jumping up and down with a dumb chant. So you, exit stage right. If you got stanky legs, take a bath tonight, huh? The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck. Redneck! The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck. Redneck! The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck. The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck. Redneck! Racism. To dictate and control a mass of people. Blacks can't be racist. We don't have the power. But we can be bigots. And I'm a bigot. Cause I hate idiots. HJS. Still rolling.
And welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 7, verse 35 already. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, and news. Definitely want to send out a rest in peace to Judge Carl Character. For those who would like to know more about him, his life and legacy, Facebook Kathy Ray Coleman, or you can go to ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Ohio's most read digital newspaper. Now, with that being said, I just want to thank everybody who tuned in once again. If you're at Lake City Radio on Blog Talk Radio, feel free to call 646-478-0944. And already I want to give a quick shout-out to the 216-400, 216-848, 216-820 who are rocking with me today as I give you three quick disclaimers, because if I don't, I probably will forget it. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, call back or press one. Now, let me at least, like I say, do something that I probably wouldn't do. I'll forget to do it, so I'm going to give you a top 10 music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, Solutions, with the Press People's Nation, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black House Sounds, East Cleveland Vice President Ernest L. Smith, more on that in a little while. Number 9, Black Odyssey. Number 8, Sheriff Kilroy. Number 7, Black House Sound. Number six, Street Fair coming up for Black House Sounds this coming Saturday. More on that in just a little while. Number five, Black Man's Army, Man to Man. More on that in just a little while. That's coming up, re-debuting on Thursday. Number four, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, number 194. More information on that in just a little while. That's a big jump. But number three, big jump. They had news media. They had candidates. Anaya Garrett birthday celebration. Like I said, candidates, news, Black House Sounds, and others last Saturday. Kind of explains why they're all over the place on this list. And number two, the debut for the Labor Day Parade. No other thing with politicians, folks, and all of that. And number one, though, more on that in a little while, that Shaw reunion that happened, which was, like, massive. Before I do anything else, I guess I should stop and take the time to just say, as I tell people, thank you for tuning in. I would like to definitely start off and just keep my word, because a lot of you all will be saying, he said announcements, he said this, he didn't get into that. And you all will probably be telling the truth. So to keep you all from calling me out, I want to say that so far, it is the Marshall Avenue Back to School Safety Fair Block Party. It's not just a block party. It's not just a safety event. And it's not just a back to school event. It's everything wrapped into one. Don't miss it. Food, fun, and games. Saturday, September 8, 2018. 12 noon to 6 p.m. Free food and fun. Contact Myra Simmons. Now, if you all have anything you'd like to donate for that, like food, anything like that, 216-322-3227. That's 216-322-3227. 9107 Marshall Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. Email is myraplace@yahoo.com. So there you go. And I also want to throw out there to save the date, National Action Network Midwest Region Conference. This momentous Midwest Region Conference, it will consist of economic empowerment, voter education, registration and participation, urban violence, and other topics. And when you say Midwest, coming down to the North Coast, it will be Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Michigan, we already said Ohio, Indiana, and Minnesota. Reverend Al Sharpton, founder and president, Reverend Dr. Charles Williams, regional director, as well as Reverend Dez Toon, national field direction, host city, Cleveland, Ohio, Thursday, September 27th, and Friday, September 28th. Registration, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Great Abyssinia Baptist Church, 1161 East 105th Street, Dr. Reverend E.T. Cavanaugh's Way, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. And for more information, you all can reach out to President Marcia L. McCoy, 216-283-2739, or the Vice President, Reverend Dr. Andrew Clark, 216-244-7500. We already know Black Man's Army is doing the security, and Black House Sound, by request a few months ago, will be on that. So now I'm going to go to the first person on the phone line at 216-400. And before I even do that, let me tell people, if you want to, Joseph Motley Jr. period on Facebook or YouTube for that Black House Sound music. You can Facebook Black House Sound's open mic. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, or check out that Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. So let me go to 216-400 to see what's on their mind. 216-400. Am I talking way too much? Tell me what's on your mind. 216-400 going once. 216-400 going twice. Ooh wee! I think I hear him throwing down on that barbecue, that big bone barbecue from Labor Day that they're probably having a feast on right now. As a matter of fact, when it comes down to Labor Day, you should not be ignorant. So I just want to say that Labor Day is a federal holiday to celebrate achievements of laborers. It was first celebrated in New York in 1882 till other states voted it in slowly but surely. That's when Congress added it in 1894 as a federal holiday. Peter J. McGuire first suggested the day as co-founder of the American Federation of Labor, while others credit machinist Matthew McGuire for proposing the holiday in 1882 while serving as secretary to the Central Labor Union in New York. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Also let people know, since I'm on certain subjects, Solutions this Friday, September 7th, 2018, 4:45 p.m., hey, that'll be like the Black House Sound Music Hour and other hot mixes mixed together. They have judicial candidate Billingsley will stop by for a Q&A at the OPN Community Center, 15453 Euclid Avenue, 44112 East Cleveland, co-chaired by OPN's Wilson Lee, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Man in the Street, along with Ernest Smith, Vice President of East Cleveland City Council Report, Black House Sound Music Report. Ah, yeah, and I should say that ADX and band will perform Saturday, 11104 Wade Park Community Heritage Festival, Saturday, September 8th. He was pivotal as one of the panelists at the hip-hop remix 45 Years in the Making, which you can find on Facebook still, and also check out Facebook Legendary Hip-Hop and R&B on the 216 Block, who at least, you know, three Ohio Hip Hop Awards, just started giving legendary awards, legendary status award, I believe, number one with the Suave Gotti, GMS, Bitboxer, Superfly Graphics, co-creator of the Ohio Hip Hop Awards, Mixtape Awards, all that good stuff. Let me go to the next person on the line, that 216-848. I know I'm talking too much. I probably don't even care about Labor Day. 216-848, how you doing out there?
Greetings, Sheriff. This is Baby
Pat. What's going on, man?
Oh, blood. Oh, shit. I just want to. This called in to say today was an awesome day. I enjoyed the parade we campaigned for. I think people really need to look into who they are voting for. Quit getting confused with Democratic, Republican, all that. Do your research, people. That's all I got to say. Like I said, besides, it was an awesome event, you know what I'm saying? I've seen people who I liked, I've seen people who I didn't like. You know, at the end of the day, everybody was neutral, you know, everybody had a good time. So, with that being said, you have an awesome night, Sheriff, and I'll see you when I come back from Atlanta. me and F.
All right, now.
I'm providing you teeth while.
All right.
And,
hey, I wish you all.
Too.
No problem. And, hey, I just want to say I appreciate you all. So much.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Oh, no problem. Yes, indeed. Definitely hold that line as we also say what's up to Almighty FX. My thing is, might as well talk about this since it happened. This was too early for anybody to really be up, but I want to throw this out here is because 9 a.m. this morning, Labor Day Parade, 147th and 146th in Kinsman, it was hot. The Woodhill Park, Major Taps, I know he came along, camera in hand to see what was happening. Dollar Bill, who brought drinks, refreshments. Dollar Rock and Twiggy came through early, and that was early because everything was done close to, I'll say, 12-something. And they joined former mayoral candidate Laverne Jones Gore, Urban Educational Justice League, and more, including Black Man's Army, who went out, hey, they had to just get out there in the hot two-hour walk for Peter Corrigan for county executive candidate. Thousands out. I got to give it to him because I got the Beverly Goldstein literature, and she was bad enough and bold enough to have a tent out in the middle of Marsha Fudge's own parade and gave out information against her. Candidate to candidate. Now, we were in the back of the Black Panther Experience. Didn't expect to see that one in float. But it had characters dressed up as the Black Panther movie cast and all of that. I thought it was very nice. Also grabbed some refused fascism material. Peter Corrigan said hello to Joseph Motley Jr. and brought that up as one of his highlights when he appeared on Art McCoy's radio show yesterday. it just lets you know if you do things the correct way, people start to pay attention. One of the people that I ran into was just filming everything, was the Black Women of Excellence doing their Facebook Live all over the place, judicial candidate Billingsley. So my thing is, before I even go to the next phone caller, I definitely want to get into one of the reasons that this show did what it had to do, and at least the staff for Man in the Streets to say elect Corrigan for county executive, because you've already had county corruption, economic malaise, and social issues such as child homicides, which have been a drag on the happiness and prosperity of the citizens of Cuyahoga County for years. And Corrigan just wants help to reinvigorate county administration, which, if you notice, they're at least checking out Armand Budish on at least assertions that there's been corruption going on the past few months. So precinct government, that was what Black on Black Crime Incorporated's former president, Ernie Harris, president of Black on Black Crime, brought up, and he added that to the list. Then when he came through, he made one of the main things when he talked to Ernest Smith in East Cleveland at one of those solution meetings to pay special attention to the East Cleveland economics and to hire people who live in those urban areas. And like I said, just yesterday, unsolicited, brought up Joseph Motley. I didn't even know that had happened until today. So I'm going to go to the next person on the phone line who has been waiting for too long. They probably telling me I'm talking too much. Who cares? Who talks about Joseph Motley? I'm going to 216-820. 216-820, you're on live. What's on your mind?
Well, first things first, don't never say that when it comes to Joseph Motley Jr. That is my partner in crime, and I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes to this music, you know what I mean, Black House Sounds make real Cleveland music. And this is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound, wanting to let everyone know that, hey, it was one great weekend for Black House Sound. Okay, first off, at the Anaya Garrett birthday celebration, Black House Sound performed for the first time ever down on Waterloo Road, you know. So that's when you know that Black House Sound is on the move, when they're moving, when they're doing shows, especially out of the region from where they haven't been before and never thought they would. And then also later, we went to the hip hop workshop and blew up the spot like the mic was in touch with helium.
It's true.
And I'll tell you right now, you know what I'm saying? It was good to see, you know what I'm saying, MC Derek, you know, Rodney B from 1008 Vision go up there, and for my partner Joe Legacy to start off that cipher, man, that was one of the meanest ciphers I've ever seen, you know? You know
same
what I'm
here.
Did all, yes, and then just yesterday, woo-wee, Shaw High School, the alumni. Oh, man, I done seen some faces, a lot of new faces, a whole lot of old faces, people I ain't never seen in a long time. And I tell you right now, you know what I'm saying, one face that I never expected to see there was, you know, Ray Jr., Legit Paper's own Ray Jr. He was also there that day, you know, as well as Black House Sounds, who also made their appearance that day. So I want to let everyone know, you know what I'm saying, Black House Sound is on the move, and we are fortunate. Also, be on the lookout for the upcoming open mic night. When? September 14th, 7 to 9. You will never, ever be disappointed. At where at? 17325 Euclid Avenue. Y'all seeing Suite 2190. That's on the second floor. That's at the Chandler Park building, the old Cleveland Clinic building. Make sure you come on out to see that. You know, and then also log on to YouTube. Type in Joseph Motley Jr. and you will check out the newest tracks from Mr. Motley, from Mr. Power, from Brother Hurricane Bang, and as well from Sheriff Kilroy and a host of others. I tell you right now, Black House Dominic, real Cleveland music, we on the rise, and it ain't no stopping us now. I'm about to go ahead and get out of here because I want some more of that good barbecue up in my fingers. So I'm going to finish on out the rest of my Labor Day. But hey, to all the shouts out to all the viewers that's listening, Black Odyssey, and everyone else that always hold it down on this blog talk radio station. One love, I'm out. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Peace.
Peace. And for those who are still holding the line, we appreciate it. Oh, man, I still have to go through and get to that 216-471, 216-703, 216-609. I guess I should take the time to also tell people, let's let people know that official Hurricane Bang Facebook page. Hey, how about the Fred Barkley Live group? You can also Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. Alfred Porter Jr., JR Period is on Facebook with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. I'm a Superwoman Radio is on Facebook. And last but not least, WHK 1220 AM, The Word with the Tony Fruit Show, which is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And I also want to say it was one of the most phenomenal hip-hop workshops as I look down my list. Sure, Mama Porter was there, Dantez, Taylor, Twiggy, Big E, a.k.a. Mr. Man. And I mean, it's the truth. The first time ever that Joseph Motley Jr. was the one in charge of the Hip Hop Workshop Power Cipher. And to have so many people on that one was powerful. Ron Day, the Prophecy from Alabama with Sean Rose, Tequila, Mark Jefferson, MC Derek, which was already called, Kim Heath. We also had A.W. is the 8-year-old lyrical phenom who was there with none other than definitely Sister Joanne, who spoke about her son MJ, number one, Stop the Violence, and losing her son through violence. We also had Sanaa Nicholson, the 9-year-old, whose mother was there and spoke about losing a child on Lee and Cloverside. And we also had the Black Women of the Black Women's Commission of Cuyahoga County. There it is. Had to get it right. Brown Report newspaper. And of course, that meant Kimberly F. Brown was speaking as well. Also got to throw in there, like I said, DJ Dollar Rock had an excellent tribute to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, that went on for almost an hour. Janine Jones accompanied Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, now the married couple. And Ronnie B did an excellent tribute to that forgotten element of beatboxing and a tribute to Renee Jones, who had passed. Their mom, Mr. and Mrs. Ronnie B, like I said, was there. And how about the fact that you had others such as the original Lady Red, LaVelle Thomas came through, Rashiata, her husband, Suave Gotti, so he had to call the right names, and more. As my thing was, like I said, Marshanette Daniels, Sanaa Nicholson's mom spoke, and what will be happening this coming Saturday. Sanaa's Law will be unveiled 10 a.m. to 12 noon, September 8th at the Lion of Judah Church, 15716 Broadway Avenue. That's Maple Heights, Ohio, the old Mapletown Theater. You can enter from the rear. And also, I just wanted to let people know that we gave out over 45 items, including DVDs, CDs from such people as C-Rock from the Block, Thug Palace, Sleazy, a.k.a. Wealthy, Ballhead Fred, and too many more. And also, it was good. Like I say, we had DJ Monique from the Stop the Violence, as well as Alicia Kirkman. Alicia Kirkman, whose son D'Angelo had been murdered by police, and she spoke about the consent decree, as well as Mothers and Fathers of Unity. And I just want to say I thank everybody. And Suave Gotti did a chance. He had a chance to explain the film Bandits of the Transits. For more information, you can check out BanditsOfTheTransits.com. Several different Facebook lives. And here's something. Kimberly F. Brown says she's leaving all the rap up to Black House Sounds. But then again, she might try to rap at the next workshop because she was in a rap group in her Baldwin Wallace college days. If I can find that CD, oh, wait, Kim, that'll be my front page exclusive right there. I'm going to go to 216-471 because you've been so patient. You probably want to tell me the hell with a hip-hop workshop. So 216-471, you're on live. How you doing?
Brother Porter, can you hear me?
Brother Porter can hear you. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. It's good to hear from you. I'm enjoying the show. I wanted to talk just for a minute about a concept.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an opportunity for someone who is used to doing spoken word competitions or would like to try a spoken word competition to win $500.
Hmm.
And the competition is going to go on from now. We'll choose the winner in the end of October. And basically the challenge of this competition is we'll provide a written script. So, you know, contestants won't have to write anything. Their challenge will be to deliver the script in a way that sounds and looks interesting. One of the reasons that we're doing the competition is because I deal with a lot of topics related to politics. And politics is not really interesting to a lot of young people. So I figured I would take a speech that I wrote on immigration and see if someone can come up with a video of that speech that would be interesting or something that young people pay attention to. And anyone who has the creative skills to take my speech and deliver it in a way that would probably be much more interesting than the way I would deliver it can win $500.
Holy man, I'm saying whoever's listening right now, and we have some MCs on the line, you're giving them the first dibs on what's coming up. And can you say anything else about that? One more time to make sure it's repeated and people hear.
Yes, let me say this is a spoken word competition. The challenge of the competition is to deliver and record a speech that will be provided in a way that sounds and looks more interesting than your competitors. Videos should be between 45 and 70 seconds. The winner of the competition will receive $500. And step one to enter the competition. Is to send an email to urbanplunder2@gmail.com. Type the phrase "this script" in the subject line. And that's urban as in city, funded as in teacher or authority, C as in zebra, the number 2@gmail.com, no spaces or symbols.
Man, I appreciate it. And I'm looking at something that's saying win $500 in 60 seconds and to tune in to Voice of Radio to download the MixCloud app or MixLR app. And, oh, I'm looking at Tuesday, October 16th at 5 p.m. on the Hip Hop Radio Workshop with Al Porter with special guest Jeff Mixon, President, Black Lives Matter, and Cuyahoga County Owner, Community and Innovations, LLC. So I thank you for doing that.
Thank you very much, sir. And, look, happy Labor Day to you, your family, and your audience. God bless everybody. Thank you.
Thank you so much. As you go back to hold the line, like I say, man, some of the most, I remember this dude named Poetry Fiend from back in the day, and everybody would say, isn't that a cold rapper? And it's like, you don't understand, rap is poetry, poetical skills, and those are some of the most dangerous people in the world. Look at Bashir Jones and how he does certain things and all of that. Before I go to the 216-703 and then the 216-609. Woo! Just a 10-foot step ladder for the soapbox because I picked it up there as I was reading that we pledge that we will not stand aside while there is still a chance to stop a regime that imperils humanity and the earth itself. No, In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. As you can go or check out refusefascism.org. And my thing in looking at that is that when I did get the information from Refuse Fascism 2018 Call to Action, they basically put, and this only take about a minute and a half, that all too many people think and act as if what we face is just the worst of pendulum swings between Republicans and Democrats. No, this regime is left in power will affect a thoroughly reactionary restructuring of society. If we think that the normal processes of the 2018 and 2020 elections or the Mueller investigation will by themselves redress the situation that humanity faces, we are not understanding the determination of those fascists in power to shatter norms, even though they've been doing so for over a year. And if we think that the heightened activism of the past year, either by itself or together with the elections, will stop this regime, we're missing how much harm this regime has already done, absorbing individual protests as it rapidly moves its agenda forward on multiple fronts. So, you know, with those things being said, I'll just read one other thing where it says, fascism rules by organized repression. That's organized repression and terror by the government as civil liberties are stripped away, law rewritten, dissent criminalized, the courts packed with fascists, and the separation of powers and of church and state ultimately eviscerated as part of radically remaking society. The Trump-Pence regime must sharply attack those in positions of power who oppose them. Fascism also mobilizes mobs of vicious thugs, as we've seen with Nazis marching and murdering in Charlottesville, Virginia. So with that being said, it's just some of the important things. I might touch upon something else if I get back to it in time, but I want to definitely let people know that if you choose to, definitely you can follow through on none other than the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings on Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe. That's 44110 between East 152nd Street and St. Clair Intersection and Euclid Avenue. Now, the number 1 and the number 37 and the number 28 bus passes by. But if you take the number 28 bus, make sure you got something to drink because you will get dehydrated. Let me go to that 216-703. How you doing?
The man in the street, the sheriff, Mr. Porter. How you doing?
I'm alive, so I'm doing excellent. Wait a minute. Is this what I think it is?
Oh, yeah, man. You know it is. The one and only Black House Sounds, Hurricane Bang, man. Back in the fact. Oh,
I
yeah,
feel
man.
You talk to me, man.
Oh, man, man. Black House Sound, man. As you already been hearing and already know, we had a great weekend. Brother Carl just told you everything that we got going on. But as always, Hurricane Bang got to come with some exclusive that you guys probably haven't known. And I'm going to start. I got about two things. But the first thing is that if you remember, 2 weeks ago, I said that I will be coming back to the show and telling the fans and the listeners what Black House Sound mixtape title would be.
You said
so,
that, too. You said it. You said
it. So, without any further ado, I would like everybody to be on the lookout for Black House Sound's new mixtape. It's going to be called COD, which stands for Conscious on Delivery. Oh, man, it's going to be so crazy, man. COD, Conscious on Delivery, is coming real soon. Man, we just dropped a single off of that COD, me and Brother Joseph Motley. It's called Taking the Land. It's on Mr. Motley Jr.'s YouTube page. If you haven't checked it out, go and check it out, man. Oh, it's crazy. It's so crazy, man. And it's going to be so many features on this mixtape. So many songs from yourself, Mr. Al Porter, Hurricane Bang, Mr. Powers, Joseph Motley Jr., and a couple of other features that I don't want to spoil out there. You know, it's going to be some other features on there, man. You know, I don't want to get the fans everything. You know, I just want them to be looking out for it, man. And, you know, with that being said, as always, man, you know, I got a YouTube page also, Hurricane Bang on YouTube. Go and check that out. Mr. Porter already said about my Hurricane Bang official Facebook page, but I also have a regular page, which is Champagne Bang. You can go and check that out. I got mixtapes on Nat Piff, two of them to be exact. The first one is called Let's Be Serious. It's underrated. Also, I have another one on there called Let's Be Serious. That's my second one. That's also underrated. You can go check those out. If you on IG, I got an IG with music on there from myself, Black House Sound. Man, it's Hurricane Bang underscore 5950. And, man, we just keep working, man. We just keep striving, and, man, I'm telling y'all, Black House about to take over, man. Y'all better be on the lookout. And also, I just want to give all the listeners and all the fans so much love. We appreciate you guys. Much love to Black Odyssey, man. Much love to everybody that calls. And to the Al Porter Blog Talk Man in the Streets radio show. We love y'all, man. We appreciate it. Man.
Thank you so much, man.
And one more thing before I leave. The open mic. Oh, man. Y'all guys better be ready. September 16th. Oh, man. Black House Sound. We're going to be so ready. It's going to be so many new musical extravaganzas that you guys are going to hear. Oh, man. I'm telling you, if you didn't come from the first installment, part two is about to be even crazier. I guarantee you that.
Man, I appreciate you for saying that. We're going to look forward to it. And as you hold the line, hopefully we got something that you like. We appreciate you,
definitely,
brother.
Black House Sound, Hurricane Bang, One Love.
One Love. And ooh-wee, as I get ready to move things forward, I do believe I have the 216-609-322. That's after 216-322, and then a 216-209. So as I do things, ooh-wee, let me make this as fast and to the point as I possibly can. I want to, first of all, just say that it's only a 14-foot step ladder for the soapbox. It'll only be about a minute and a half. As for those who missed it, one of the interesting things that happened over the weekend was, I believe, Saturday itself, the Meghan McCain show, basically speaking. View co-host, you know, she's on the show called The View, delivered an especially moving eulogy, and at times it was grief-stricken. She couldn't really even speak at her father, U.S. Senator John McCain's funeral. And she described his sickness from brain cancer, but she stopped crying and stood bold. Staunch Republican, that's what she is, but she stopped. Her voice was not wavering when she at least said what she felt her father's decree was, and that was to stand tall and speak strong. When she said, "The America of John McCain has no need to be great, made great again." That's it. She said, "The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great." Now, the applause was so loud that my TV almost burst the sound on my volume before going to the workshop. But you see, John McCain thought the saying was too partisan, and Ms. McCain defined it as cheap rhetoric. Now, for those who think she's not a real conservative, she's battled Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg sometimes to a draw. So for Senator Graham, Lindsey Graham, I should say, from South Carolina, Republican, as well as Joe Lieberman, to say she's grieving, well, it downplays the facts, which are she spoke as a conservative who knows history. History which says you wouldn't joke about a POW, prisoner of war, like current President Trump attacked her dad over in 2016. Well, me being conservative, and even I know my dad, Al Porter Sr., yeah, he's a woman beater, drug, alcohol abuser, man who suffered post-traumatic syndrome as a Korean War POW who earned a Purple Heart. But the lowlife never tried to change. But then again, I also have to look at other things. See, I'm a black man. No matter what people might want to say, man of color, you're not African, you're American. Anyway, I wonder if America's ever been great with slavery or the Trail of Tears or Japanese concentration camps or the fact that there was COINTELPRO created to murder, assassinate Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, the Black Panther Party being assassinated. So it was, though, the Republican Party in history. I might get into that later on. Who were the ones with the front runners who helped fight to end slavery and install voter rights. So anyone in my party who doesn't push to instill working together, cooperation, police treating everyone fairly, is an affront on the real core values of my party. And that being said, if America was really great in the beginning, my party in the first place would have had to fight to end slavery through bloodshed. That's just the way it is. And for those who didn't realize, yeah, Abraham Lincoln was not a Democrat. So with that being said, funerals, I have to get into this part two of this story next week. Don't get mad at me, people, but I'm at that age where I already had to look at funeral arrangements. I don't plan on having a funeral just for the simple fact. Why would I have a funeral and half the folks showing up don't even give a damn about me in the first freaking place? I'm going to go to the 216 phone number that's been waiting for a little while. For the simple fact, I can say I appreciate you for being there. 216-609, you're probably going to tell me off and say, what kind of monster would have a funeral so folks can come cry at it? 216-609, how you doing out there this evening?
Black House Sound. No, I'm just messing with y'all, people. I'm just messing with you. I'm calling you.
How you doing?
Well, I think I'm doing okay. Matter of fact, I'm just happy because I remember Black Odyssey said 2 years ago, and he was talking about his own group, and it was amazing because he said, if you keep working hard at something and you don't give up. And he ain't saying it in these exact words, but basically he was saying if you don't give up, you keep striving for something, you'll start to get order, you'll start to get help, you'll start to get labor. And in 2018, as the end of the summer passed, which is really gone, I noticed that is happening from 2 years ago. So I see growth within Black House Sound. I heard Brother Bang speak. I remember when I first came on the show, it was an outlet for Cleveland artists and news around Cleveland that go on a daily basis. And your radio station, radio show, Man in the Streets, is the truth. This is a nice outlet for a lot of local artists if they utilize it in a way that they can humble other people and also get their product out there. It's a great outlet. And I'm just proud of the station. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of me. I'm proud of everybody that support Black House Sound, Bang, Milligram, Mr. Power CEO. When it comes to out there networking and doing your best to get people to recognize it's moves being made in Cleveland. Now, you can look at the moves like not so much as it's corny, but I can never do that. But then after it's done and we start getting praise, don't say they phony Negroes or they this and that when you had the same opportunity. And I love earlier on the station. I love earlier on the station when you said we need to come together. Well, I tried to come together with a lot of artists. I have a lot of witnesses about that. So I'm just going to throw my number out here right now. I'm not worried. I walk with the Lord, so I'm a businessman. You call with business, you will receive business. You call with personal issues, whatever. I might not talk to you. I might not act like you exist. It's not that I want to do that. It's where I'm at in life. But the phone number will be area code 216-609-9216. Literally, the phone number is area code 216 609-920-9216. So, also, the reason I threw that number out there, because I feel that the 14th of this month of September, our open mic is a great outlet for you to come and network with other people. Not just that, just to get to know what's going on in the community. If you keep looking at things like they not going nowhere, or you as an artist is not going nowhere, then that's self-pity. Black House Sound choose to try to be trendsetters. We constantly do that. You will recognize the man in the street as a king. You will recognize my whole camp as a king. And you will recognize that you are a king in Queens if you down with a cause. So I don't want to take up all the time from other people that would love to talk and get their dreams and hopes and aspirations out there. The only thing I'm trying to say is unification comes when people stop judging what the other person is doing. You might not like what I'm doing today, but you might love what I'm doing tomorrow. So stop being an offset and be an onset. God bless you all. Black House Sound make real clean music, and I'm out.
Peace, and I appreciate that, because, see, let me tell you something about motivation, which was one of the nicest joints that I love from Hurricane Bang, Joseph Motley Jr., also that Facebook page of Joseph Motley Jr., period, as well as the YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. When it comes to motivation, motivation makes you do things that you might not plan on doing. See, I'm always pushed. Y'all wouldn't know I'm always pushed by. You need to go harder, Mr. Porter. You can go harder, Mr. Porter. And I appreciate that, because if it wasn't for that, I might not have even pushed myself to do what might needs to be done. See, I do things as a hobby, but also, if I do things better than artists who say that they're doing things so-called real, then I wonder where your heart's at for real. Are you really real? Are you really trying to make it? Or are you just doing something half-assed or so-so? So with that being said, for those who don't know, a few years ago, a couple of years back, and I see how it leads up to this coming Sunday, September the 9th, at 6555 Carnegie. Now, we're going to talk about Radio None. Sorry, Radio 1. One of my favorite stations is Z107.9. Anyway, the second studio release, which was called The Sheriff, there was a single called Radio None on that one. And on the third studio release, Black House Sounds Presents Sheriff Kilroy, released the Black House Sound Radio None remix. Now, first beat was done by, if I'm not mistaken, Battle Axe from Strong Arm Music, producer for Suave Gotti, but the studio was Black House Sounds. And the second one, the remix beat from HJS, but the studio was Black House Sound, as well as the fact that both videos were shot by Black House Sound. It's very interesting, because one of the videos, we got thrown off of the property for the music being too loud. Guess when you're talking about the station, they'll throw you out. So something's about to happen on Sunday at 6555 Carnegie, Radio None, Radio One building, I apologize, during Art McCoy Radio Show. There's been a lot of artists nationwide, international, who stopped by the station, but nobody ever had a CD release party on the inside, including a person who would disrespect the station while having it there. So with that being said, the same artist who caused a little bit of a buzz that 2,000 people read about that particular song in the Brown Report newspaper, yeah, Sheriff Kilroy is going to grab his cojones, that's it, show that he has a little bit of whatever in his heart, and push forward and have the first artist CD release party in the 107 Swine's own headquarters, and will probably say some disrespectful things while I'm at it. Why? Because either I'm real with my feelings and emotions, what's on my mind, or I'm fake by invitation only. There'll be some people who get a chance to go there just because he heard about it on this program. So with that being said, I'm going to 216-209 because, well, my luck is probably the Sam still calling me to tell me, oh, not on my watch. Anyway, 216-209. Sammy, are you out there? 216-209? Who are we talking to?
Yeah, it's John from Black Odyssey. How you doing, brother Al?
All right. At first, I thought it was like, man, Sam was like just too stunned to pick up the phone. But it's you. I'm very appreciative of that. Talk to me. What's on your mind, Sam?
Oh, man. I'm just putting the finishing touches on the Taywall and Max Spitz, the MAP underrated show. So
okay.
What I do with that, I recorded the performance video for them, the Take 5, maybe like a week or so ago. And that'll be going up tomorrow. So you heard it first right here on Al Porter.
Oh.
Getting ready to go up.
Okay.
So that's new from Black Odyssey. Shout out to Black House Sound. I'm always hearing wonderful things. And in with the young man that just said was Revelation. Goes back to what he was saying, and you know, me and my partner was just talking earlier about how hard work and dedication, it pays off. You know, a lot of times people they forget, you know, or get lost into whatever life throws at them. But if you stay cranking at the main goal, stay going at it real tough. I mean, you know, keep God first, and just remember that He will knock down all the blocks that seem like they will be in your way. And I'm just speaking from personal experience. So, just know that the Creator don't want you to be here suffering. He wants you to be here in paradise, in heaven, what we call heaven on earth. Like I said, this is John from Black Odyssey. We got more videos coming. Got something else coming from Goldie real soon called Dance Moves. Got another video coming from Max Pitt real soon, and that's called The Rock Freestyle. So things are lining up and getting ready to be released real soon. If y'all want to check out the channel and see what's going on, that's Black Odyssey TV on YouTube. That's BLAQOVSSYV. Or you can reach me personally at John Allen on Facebook. When you see a profile picture of guy in black with beard, that's me. I got a lot of things going on. I can help you in so many different ways. So just get at Black Odyssey. Google it. You can find out all the other links and all the other places we're at. We got music out here, and we got more music coming.
I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to the video release. And if you hold a line, I think you definitely like one of the things that we end off with.
I sure will.
No problem. But I tell you what, before we get to that, I think, all right, we're talking about money and all of that. So I'm going to go back to a song that I like because the theme of it, it really said a lot. Third studio release, a Black House Sound. I just want to say thank you very much because it is all about that. You got to think about what you're getting. It's about your check. Be right back.
Shout out to Black House Sound again. This is Al Porter. Hey, if you don't like it, don't blame anybody else. Just blame me directly. Repeat.
Time to take off.
Black House Sound. Black House Sound. Black House Sound.
Tell me what I'm Black House Sound. Black House Sound.
I can't help but look back on what I had accomplished. Molly didn't go to jail and receive 7 numbers. I still feel the unspoken is still coming. Let me everybody on room, but it don't mean nothing. See money talk, ask your brother, mother, or your cousin. You claim you was gonna put me gone when you knew you was. They clapping when people not around when they hear they try to hush me. I ain't begging for you, fam. You don't gotta love me. I work out every option, keep them thinking of me. Know my name, they talking down to make a story. Yeah, for a deck of cards, I'm a player. Yeah. These new rappers flashed out, we arcade. They sugar-rating them, I feel they overrating them. I had 23 members, but I couldn't wait for them. The things I say out my mouth, they playing safety, man. Once they see that you weak, they out to take the land. Damn. If you don't play the game, then you out of shape again. I'm still all through my 20s, I was just wasting it. They was stealing my dough before I was stationing it. My cash was always low, look what frame I'm in. I don't trust it. Nobody, I don't have friends. You can jump to the conclusion if I'm a mad man. Tell me, my lifestyle never changed. My checking is only changed. I work so hard to make a name. Tell me, my lifestyle never changed. I receive my check and it's only changed. I work so hard, make a name, my name.
My journey in this game ain't never ever been a pretty sight. But I ask myself time and time again at the end of the night, why you not famous in the game when you win stage fright? Are you afraid of the fortune of fame when it comes to the fact life? Well, my answer is neither, cause I'm a true believer. With a haterism inject that mental disease called cabin fever. When you work at my last nerve, that's a cousin to a seizure. So when it comes to spectacle dictation like a female, I don't need ya. I don't need a record deal just to live off of a meal. As long as I'm doing enough of the CCB when I'm in that grown man field. With these suicide deals, I'ma keep it all the way real. When you write your name in blood, the death certificate is sealed. So with the name of Black House Sound, I'ma forever stand my ground. And if you perpetrate careers, then you provoking me to frown. So keep on selling false favors when you out there talking down, cause it's a cold day in hell before I put the mic down.
I'm born to get it,
Black House. I'm a ghost without Swayze or Whoopi. Here in the flesh, you still couldn't see me. I've thought about what did it mean. Guess y'all ain't wanna see me succeed. But I'm not dead, my career survived. Like Frankenstein, my heart revived. Shazam, a black man, controls the lightning. One of the elders, so why y'all fighting?
Fight me?
Over a decade, and still relevant. You may not like it, but respect it. And I'll respect you.
You.
I hope that's clear. My words will live on down through the years as a testament, a testimony, chapter 1, verse 1 of an MC. Glad y'all overlooked me, gave me the edge. You're at the bottom, I'm on the ledge.
And I want to definitely add to that to say that, you know, yesterday was really special, especially in East Cleveland to see thousands of that East Cleveland's Forest Hills Park, where Man in the Street. I ended up going up there for a little while just to call in to Art McCoy's show live. Got a chance to interview Vice President of City Council, Ernest Dale Smith, a couple of others. It was just a beautiful affair. Hopefully this could be a jump off to something even greater. Also, I want to call people's attention. I had a unfortunate phone call today. I talked to a young lady by the name of Jamaica. She lost her sister. Her sister was one of eight people who were shot at Club X. There'll be a vigil 5 p.m. Wednesday for Teresa Goldwyn, who's 29 years old. That's 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And that's at 3232 Lakeside Club X. She has four young children. So I have to try to get with Brother Ernest L. Smith, OPN, their clothing center, to make sure that those children at least have clothes, because that's the one thing that they need. I also want to say that there's a reason why I end up doing a lot of what I do. It's about 27 people shot since last Thursday in our region. I'll be back in about maybe 3 minutes to round this all up. and why I'm saying what I'm saying. Just give me 3 minutes, and then when I come back, I'll give you 2 minutes of some things that's coming up, and I plan on doing my best to try to dim the tide in some of this. So we got to keep praying. Black honesty.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah, no matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in the city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious. I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing 2 murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence.
The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, please keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, if we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, keep praying, if we gonna keep praying, keep praying, and keep praying, no matter what, love you.
One thing to do our best to fight and stem this tide of violence out here, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Thursday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., the man-to-man program for young men to come through. You know, sometimes I wonder, I have a job, but if I missed my particular job, it's not like they pay you for missing. You have to try to make up your hours at a different time. But there are times when Miss Puckett, who came up with the idea and the concept for man-to-man, had to set appointments for us to meet with probation department, judges, from juvenile and adult, to try to get young men together, as well as any family who wants to come through, teenagers, the young men, send them on over to us. This coming Thursday, Kipling Avenue, 15415 Kipling, 44110 area code, right off of Ivanhoe. We plan on doing what we need to do to take care of the community. That's what I'd like to let people know and just say thank you. Next week will be very interesting because I got to give it to her. Beverly Goldstein, the man in the streets, staff here decided to endorse you. We got to get into the fact that you went to where she was the Grand Marshal, Marsha Fudge, her opponent. Beverly Goldstein put out, basically speaking, free 16-page book on a lot of things that Marsha Fudge has done wrong. We got to get into some of those things next week. We'll also finish certain things up, and we'll also talk about why a certain church, New Sardis Primitive Baptist Church, Elder Dr. Larry D. Tatum, pastor, why he gets such a high mark. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, we'll do that part next week as well, because they did something that we wish a lot of churches would do. And hopefully this will be a start. But they're located at 3474 East 747th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. Talking about what they do. And I'm just going to say that on Sundays, yep, you can reach out to them usually by 11:15 a.m. But the one thing I want to say is that they offered up the doors for people, and we'll get into that a little bit more next week, to use the restroom. And you might say, how important is that? I'm going to tell you how important. They weren't giving out literature. They didn't even have any to give. They looked at me stunned because I asked them for some. They just opened up the doors because they said it's a necessity. They got tired of seeing people running behind trees and everything like this at the Labor Day parade. So they opened up the doors and said, that's what we're supposed to do. And do you know how many festivals I go to? East side, west side, south side, north side, other areas and churches? Just keep the doors shut. So I just want to give them a shout out. And then next week we'll talk about the controversial subject of why I'm not being bothered with any of you all to come to my funeral. I'll talk to you all later on. Have a blessed one. Look out for each other. Join us for some of these events. Peace.